problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
In the past, pigs didn't get very good PR. In the Bible, Leviticus writes, and I quote, "And the pig, because it parts the hoof and is cloven-footed but does not chew the cud, is unclean to you." Unquote. Now, both the Jewish and Islamic faiths have prohibitions on the pig. But one thing you can't claim is that they sweat, as in, I sweated like a pig. We've been domesticating pigs for thousands of years. They have a stout body, short legs, a small tail, and a thick skin, usually with sparse, short bristles. And they are hardy, swift, and omnivorous. Domesticated female pigs have a gestation period of just 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days. And with 10 piglets per litter, and 2 litters per year, they can breed very rapidly indeed. The smaller pigs, less than 75 kilograms, are usually turned into pork, while pigs 100 kilograms and up are turned into bacon. In each case, about 75% of the weight of the animal gets turned into usable meat. There are about 1 billion pigs on the planet, about half in China, and some 60 million in the USA, 30 million in Brazil, and so on. Now, we humans and the other primates and horses and bears all have lots of sweat glands. Men and women have roughly the same number of sweat glands, about 2 to 5 million over the whole body, or about 150 to 350 per square centimetre. When the outside temperature rises, these sweat glands ooze out onto the skin a liquid that is 99% water, with the remaining 1% being sodium chloride, other salts, amino acids, and a smattering of other chemicals. The sweat then evaporates, and this cools your skin. We humans all sweat, but of course there are some differences. It takes a higher temperature to make women sweat as compared to men, and women also generate less sweat. Comparing fit people to unfit people, the fit person will sweat sooner during exertion and at a point when their body temperature is lower. And fatter people sweat more than skinny people. You can generate several litres of sweat per hour working hard in a very hot environment. But sweating is good, because it means that we can survive in very hot climates. But pigs don't like very hot climates, because they have very few functional sweat glands and can hardly sweat at all. They are also not very good at dumping heat from their wet mucous membranes in the mouth by panting, which dogs can do quite well. In short, pigs are not very good at handling heat stress. Their so-called thermoneutral zone, where they are very comfortable, runs from 16 to 22 degrees C. In commercial piggeries, when the temperature rises above this, water is dripped, sprayed, or misted onto them, and fans are activated to cool them down. Now, female pigs that are feeding their little newborn piglets have a few extra problems. The piglets have a thermoneutral zone around 35 degrees C, so they're kept warm with heat lamps. The lactating sow needs to eat to be able to make milk, but the heat lamps mean that she eats less. So she loses more weight than normal during lactation and comes out of lactation with a reduced weight. As a result, she's later to come on heat again, which means that she has both a reduced litter size and an increased chance of spontaneous abortion. All of these problems happen because pigs effectively cannot sweat, even though popular belief claims they can. Which brings us back to the pigs sweat belief, which is everywhere in our culture. Back in 1979, Bette Midler was changing from a stage performer adored mainly by gay audiences to a mainstream actor. She was playing the part of a self-destructive rock star Janis Joplin in the big-budget movie The Rose. She liked the advantages of being a movie star as compared to a stage performer. And she said in a Women's Weekly interview, and I quote, "It's so easy. You don't have to get up there for 4 hours every night and sweat like a pig," unquote. Widely misunderstood, that's the pig. In fact, Homer Simpson misunderstands them as well. In Lisa the Vegetarian, that's The Simpsons, Season 7, Episode 5, Homer asks his daughter Lisa if she'll ever eat bacon again. And she says, nope. He then asks if she'll consider eating ham or pork chops, not realizing that all these meats come from the same animal, the pig. And when he's told that they do, he disbelievingly and skeptically mocks the pig as a wonderful, magical animal. Don't.
What does it mean? Why is it so?